There were five games in the NBA on Christmas Day, and the first game of the day had the Bulls whipping the Nets 95-78 in Brooklyn, giving Chicago its first winning streak since mid-November. Taj Gibson finished with 20 points and 8 rebounds, while Jimmy Butler chipped in 15 points. The Bulls trailed 50-49 early in the second half before Butler hit a three-point to spark a 21-5 run that put Chicago in control the rest of the way. Meanwhile, it was the worst loss ever on Christmas Day by a home team. Kevin Durant scored 29 points, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double by the middle of the third quarter, and the Oklahoma City Thunder rolled to a 123-94 victory over the Knicks, who played without Carmelo Anthony. The Durant-Anthony showdown between the NBA's top two scorers was canceled because of Anthony's sprained left ankle. Westbrook finished with 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists in his first triple-double of the season and seventh of his career. The Knicks dropped to 9-19, which, by the way, ties them with the Nets for the fourth worst record in the Eastern Conference. Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James combined for 65 points as the Miami Heat downed the Lakers 101-95. Bosh had 23 points and 11 rebounds in Miami's fifth straight victory over the Lakers. The Houston Rockets beat the Spurs 111-98. James Harden scored 28 points and Dwight Howard had 15 points and 20 rebounds for the Rockets. The final game last night had Golden State pulling out a 105-103 win over the Clippers. David Lee scored 23 points. In the NFL, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick's blaming recently instituted NFL rules shortening offseason practice time for what he claims to be an increasing number of player injuries. Belichick says players are more vulnerable to being hurt because they're less prepared. And the New York Giants have placed safety Cooper Taylor on injured reserve about 2 weeks after he injured his hamstring. And finally, in college basketball, number 14 Iowa State beat Boise State 70-66. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.